So, here we are. Just you and me. Nobody else. Mano a mano. I talk. You listen. Here we go.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that sort of thing.
Whatever.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. Mm-hmm. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. That's what my name is. When we refer to people, we don't refer to them by their social security numbers, nor the last four digits of their credit card. No, we refer to them by a name that was selected by their parents, usually. And for that, I claim the, designation of Ron. R-O-N. It's cute, simple, and yet effective. Welcome to the program. I don't know what your name is because I can't see you. And also, there are multitudes of you, so I can't pick you out in a crowd. Unless this was Romper Room, I'd be mentioning your name through some type of a mirror with the glass missing. Do you remember that show? What a wonderful show that was. Oh, man. I remember as a kid, I'd be so excited when Miss Julie, Miss Susan, Miss Demeanor, I don't remember. But she would, it was like she was talking to me. It was like she was romper rooming me. It was very cool. You know, they had romper room all over the country and all over the world. There was a romper room in Japan. There was a romper room in San Francisco. There was even a romper room in the United Kingdom.
So our circle's a little bit bigger and you have some more room. Had enough, have you? Okay, Daniel. Just put it on the tray and then come and join us. Feet apart, everybody. Down to your toes we go. And look up into the sky. Maybe we'll see some clouds today. Was it raining at your house this morning? Let's see if we can chase the rain away then. Ready, please, Mr. Music. Stretch up.
Come on, everybody, stretch.
Good clouds over there, I
see. Come
on,
I see.
A few black ones over there.
I see a couple of black ones.
Bend and stretch right up.
Oh, come on, everybody.
Bend and stretch. Reach for the stars. There goes Jupiter. Here comes Mars. Bend and stretch. Reach for the sky. Stand on tippy toe. Oh, so high.
Okay, that's enough.
Now, I can see some black clouds over there.
Yeah,
they're big, fluffy ones.
I see some black clouds, some big fluffy ones. I see Marcia and Toby and Fred and Paul and Christopher and Julie.
But the rap's all night about suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when it's getting close, your mouth is sparks.
and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the sod from his face. Funky little bloody brain. Television man is crazy. Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get it. I'm a dude now.
I'm a dude. I'm a dude now.
Hey, dude!
Carry the dude.
Where are you?
So here's something funny. I was watching TV yesterday. I think I can say that any given day in my life, I can do that entire statement. I was watching TV yesterday. I think I've watched TV every day of my life, unless I didn't for some reason. I'm watching TV, and sometimes I actually watch the Home Shopping Club and QVC because I like to purchase things sometimes, or like to see what's available, and because I'll watch basically anything on television for a period of 10 seconds. I'm what they used to call a channel surfer. I used to hang 10 on my remote control. I never watched a channel for more than 10 seconds. I just hit that next channel, next channel, next channel, next channel. And I get an overview. It takes me about 20 minutes to go through all the channels because it gets so many. But I watch no more than 10 seconds of anything unless I get captivated by it, or situation comedy or something, and I get hooked into it. But things like shopping channels, 10 seconds apiece. So I'm passing by the shopping channels in my usual surfing mode, dude, hang 10. And I'm seeing a commercial for the Samsung 55-inch curved 4K TV. Do you understand everything I just said? Samsung makes a television set where the screen is curved, which is kind of interesting. Only if you really see one in person, you'll realize unless you sit in the center, directly center of the TV, the curve thing is kind of stupid because it warps the rest of the stuff you're not sitting directly in front of. You have to go to a store, go to Best Buy or something and see what I'm talking about. Anyway, they're doing an advertisement, not an advertisement, trying to sell these Samsung 55-inch curved 4K TV. And they're smart TVs. They have gone to college. So I'm looking at this this presentation, and I'm starting to realize what they're doing is they're showing me on my TV the wonderful, amazing, bright, crisp, fine details and colors of the 4K TV. And I'm actually saying to myself, ooh, that looks really good. Then I'm saying to myself again, what the hell's wrong with me? How can I be doing that? I'm watching this show on my television set. How can I see the brilliance of the 4K TV watching it on my television set? Because it's not 4K, yet I'm looking at this thing, and somehow psychologically I'm saying to myself, I got to get that TV. That looks brilliantly clear. How can you say that, Ron? You're watching it on your own shitty TV. Then I'm realizing just exactly what life is about. It is luring you to something that you're not even seeing clearly. The mere suggestion of it makes us go for it when we're not even seeing what it really is. I can't possibly see the quality of that 4K TV on my TV. What a fool I am. What a fool we all are. Then I'm taking it a step further. I actually have a 4K TV in my house. It was not the one I was watching that show on at that point, but I do have one. And it is kind of amazing. It does seem to be sharper and brighter, even though, and here's the kicker, there's nothing to watch on 4K. It doesn't exist. I don't care if it's Verizon, Comcast, Buddy's cable system. I don't care what you got. They don't broadcast in 4K right now at all. So why do I have a 4K TV if I can't watch things in 4K? The answer is, They've marketed the hell out of me, and they've convinced me that everything looks better on a 4K TV, although there's no product that's in 4K that's available to me. Now, true, I can probably go to a store or a Redbox or something, wherever you get these DVD things. Some of them are in 4K, but not a lot. YouTube says it has some 4K shows, but when you look at them, they're not in 4K. Netflix and Amazon say they have 4K broadcasts or 4K product, but they're usually about maybe 2 minutes long, and it's of the jungles of Peru, and it's a demonstration video. There's really nothing in 4K, yet every TV is in 4K now. And you're saying to yourself, Ron, what is 4K? Is that like a Special K cereal in four different boxes? 4K means it's four times the brilliance and the clarity of regular HD. It's called UHD. We're just making up words here. It's what we're making up words. We're making up stuff. Well, that's an HD. Well, how about UHD? Whoa, wow, that must be better because you put a letter in front of that. Well, yes, it is. And it's in 4K. I don't even have 3K. I don't have 2K or 1K. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But it sounds real good. Yeah, it's because my TV's smart. It's a lot smarter than I am. It is smarter than I am. There's no question about it. There's no question. I can't bring television shows through my stomach. Yet my smart TV can show me television shows. And it's smart enough to make me buy stuff that I don't even understand what I'm watching. TV is just, it's technologically so advanced, it's more advanced than the shows you can possibly watch on the damn thing. There's no product. There's no product to watch. And by the time there are 4K television shows and 4K movies that you can stream, they'll already have come up with something like 17K with WDDDHD. Oh, man. I saw a commercial for sunglasses. Guess what they were? They said they were HD sunglasses. What? I don't even understand what you're talking about. Yes, they're regular sunglasses, but they're a lot clearer than other sunglasses. What, the glass is clearer? What are you talking about? This is already 3D. Life itself can't get much better than what I can actually see. Well, we can turn your eyes into 4K. No, you can't. Stop telling me that. And stop selling me sunglasses that you claim are in high definition. What are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. I've got to laugh. We're being bamboozled by just about everything. And then there's virtual reality. That's where you have to take your smartphone, shove it into a big goggle, put it on your face, and make believe that you're in a cave somewhere swatting bats away from your head. I don't know, man. I don't even get it. I don't even get it. I don't get it. No, I don't. I don't get it. I just don't get it. All right, let's move on to another subject matter. And when we do so, I pretty much have to warn you, this is going to be very, very weird. When I say weird, I mean very weird. This past weekend, when do you start to understand? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. When do you get that idea? Did you already get it, or are you still just trying to make sense of all of this? Ron, what kind of show do you do? You know, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm still trying to find my niche. Last weekend was the White House Correspondents' Dinner. These are the people, the reporters, the journalists that go to the White House on a daily basis and get briefed by Sean Spicer, one of the most friendly, wonderful people in the world. It's the whole thing is laughable. The whole thing is laughable. Donald Trump hates the media. The media doesn't hate Donald Trump. They just don't understand what he's doing there. Donald Trump says that the greatest enemy of the American people is the press. And that's depressing because freedom of speech is kind of like important. And yet Donald Trump doesn't think that the press should have it. And Donald Trump gets his news from watching television and yet denounces the very source that he gets the news from and acts upon. It's just, it's a whirlwind of stupidity is what it is. And unfortunately, that's where we're living right now. Donald Trump didn't go to the White House correspondence dinner, even though he's the president and almost every president before him did so as well. I think the last president that didn't was, I believe, Reagan, and that's because he had just gotten shot. Donald Trump instead decided to hold a rally as if he's still running for president. He actually still runs presidential rallies for no reason whatsoever. I think he went to Pennsylvania or something. I really don't know where the hell he went. And there was a rally, and people that love him showed up. And the first thing he said when he walked out on the stage was, "I love the people of," I think it was Pennsylvania, "I love them. They're the best." What are you, a rock group performing in front of all different cities and praising every city that you've gone through so that they cheer you? What the hell's going on here? This is, why would a president do a rally? A rally for what? I'll tell you for what. A rally to make himself feel good about himself so that he can see people cheer for him right in front of his face. He loves that. He gets off on it. It's better than sex. I don't know if he can still have sex. He's got a beautiful wife. I don't think he uses her for anything except for arm candy. Other than that, and that's a speculation. That's fake news, by the way. That's fake news. If you haven't realized it to this point in our relationship, I hate Donald Trump. I can't stand his face. I can't stand his voice. I can't stand his values, his morals, his disorders. There's nothing about him that I can possibly savor. Nothing. Nothing. The mere sight of him makes me want to vomit. Just so you know where we stand. He doesn't belong where he is. Some of you put him there. I get it. There weren't any choices involved. But you fucked up. Anyway, the White House Correspondents' Dinner was held on Saturday. Donald Trump decided that he would not attend. Rather, he would go to a rally that he had set up for himself so people can cheer him. And he doesn't have to be made fun of to his face. This is a man with a great sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen. But the show went on. And they did say what they wanted to say about Trump. Bernstein and Woodward, who put Nixon underground as far as his presidency is concerned, had some very, very harsh words for President Trump, quote-unquote President Trump, fake President Trump, very harsh words for him about Trump's impedance into free speech and journalism and the fact that it is journalists that keep this country honest so that a president doesn't run amok in a dictatorship. Which apparently would be nice, according to Trump, as far as I'm concerned. That's fake news. That's my speculation. Anyway, they always choose a comedian to speak in front of the group, and this was no exception. This time, oddly enough, they found a comedian who is a correspondent for Comedy Central's Daily Show. He's funny. He's a comedian. He happens to be Muslim, and his name is Hasan Minhaj, and he addressed the group, and of course he made Trump jokes. Every president is made fun of at every one of these dinners. They're like little mini roasts. Most of them, well, all presidents put up with it, and they get up there, and then they lampoon everybody back. It's kind of a tit-for-tit thing. Trump didn't want to deal with it. To be honest with you, if I were president, I don't think I'd want to deal with it either. Although I wouldn't go off and hold a rally for myself. In any event, that's what Trump did. So he left the door open for people just to malign him without to his face. And that's what happened. I want to play highlights of this comedian's speech to the press in this banquet dinner setting. He was quite good. Apparently, the gloves were off as far as people making comments about Trump, what he does and who he is. We're going to play you for this now. We're going to play this for you now. I left some words out there, didn't I? Enjoy.
My name is Hasan Minhaj, or as I'll be known in a few weeks, number 830287. We gotta address the elephant that's not in the room. The leader of our country is not here. And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. It'd be hard for Vlad to make it. Vlad can't just make it on a Saturday. It's a Saturday. As for the other guy, I think he's in Pennsylvania because he can't take a joke. For the 9 people watching on C-SPAN, there also was another elephant in the room, but Donald Trump Jr. shot it and cut off its tail. You know, a lot of people told me, Hasan, if you go after the administration, it would be petty, unfair, and childish. In other words, presidential. So here we go. I get why Donald Trump didn't want to be roasted tonight. By the looks of him, he's been roasting nonstop for the past 70 years. Historically, the president usually performs at the correspondence dinner, but I think I speak for all of us when I say he's done far too much bombing this month. Now, a lot of people in the media say that Donald Trump goes golfing too much. You guys are always like, he goes golfing too much, which raises a very important question. Why do you care? Do you want to know what he's not doing when he's golfing? Being president. Let the man putt-putt. Keep him distracted. Teach him how to play badminton. Tell him he has a great body for bobsledding. Play him tic-tac-toe. The longer you keep him distracted, the longer we're not at war with North Korea. Every time Donald Trump goes golfing, the headline should read, Trump golfing, apocalypse delayed, take the W. This is great. I love this. Even if you guys groan, I've already hired Kellyanne Conway. She's gonna go on TV on Monday and tell everybody I killed. So it really doesn't matter. But I love that everybody's drinking, having a good time. This is beautiful. You know Donald Trump doesn't drink, right? Does not touch alcohol, which is oddly respectable. But think about that. That means every statement, every interview, every tweet, completely sober. How is that possible? We've all had that excuse, haven't we? Be like, I said what? No, listen, babe, I swear to you, I was hammered. That's not who I really am. What does Donald Trump tell Melania? Listen, babe, last year on that bus with Billy Bush, that's exactly who I am. He tweets at 3 a.m., sober. Who is tweeting at 3 a.m. sober? Donald Trump, because it's 10 a.m. in Russia. Those are business hours. You know, now that a professional wrestler is our president, anything is possible. You know that statement, anything is possible, used to have a positive connotation? Anything is possible. Now we're all like, anything is possible. Anything. The news coming out of the White House is so stressful. I've been watching House of Cards just to relax. I'm just like, oh man. A congressman pushed a journalist in front of a moving train? That's quaint. Frederick Douglass isn't here. And that's because he's dead. Someone please tell the president. Now, Ivanka Trump isn't here either, and I wish she was. Because if she was here, I would ask her the question that we're all thinking. Why? Why do you support this man? Because I get it. We all love our parents. But we wouldn't endorse them for president. Like if someone's like, hey, Hasan, should your dad be president of the United States? I'd be like, my dad, Najmi Minaj? The guy who tries to return used underwear to Costco? No! Okay, enough about House Slytherin. We are here to talk about the truth. It is 2017 and we are living in the golden age of lying. Now's the time to be a liar, and Donald Trump is liar in chief. And remember, you guys are public enemy number one. You are his biggest enemy. Journalists, ISIS, normal length ties. And somehow, you're the bad guys. Because it was all fun and games with Obama, right? You were covering an adult who could speak English, and now you're covering President Trump, so you got to take your game to a whole new level. It's like if a bunch of stripper cops had to solve a real-life murder. Only in America can a first-generation Indian-American Muslim kid get on this stage and make fun of the president. The orange man behind the Muslim ban. And it's a sign to the rest of the world. It's this amazing tradition that shows the entire world that even the president is not beyond the reach of the First Amendment. But the president didn't show up. Because Donald Trump doesn't care about free speech. The man who tweets everything that enters his head refuses to acknowledge the amendment that allows him to do it. Think about it. It's almost, what is it, 11? It's 11 p.m. right now. In 4 hours, Donald Trump will be tweeting about how bad Nicki Minaj bombed at this dinner. And he'll be doing it completely sober. And that's his right. And I'm proud that all of us are here tonight to defend that right, even if the man in the White House never would. So I'd like to thank the White House Correspondents Association for having me here. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Woodward and Bernstein for inspiring a generation of journalists. And I would like to thank Donald Trump for inspiring the next. Thank you so much. It's been an honor. Good night. I love you. Thank you.
That's fun. Good times, man. Good times. We'll be right back after these words. My guest today on the program is Dr. Terry Walls. We're going to talk about cooking for life. I guess the alternative would be cooking for death. That isn't a good idea.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickershek the Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified high-quality shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickershekter. I'm not just your local jeweler, I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words. We'll be right back.
morning.
How are you today?
I am terrific.
Wow, that's good. Dr. Terry Walls is joining us. She's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City, and so many other things. We're talking about dieting and the Walls protocol, which is the Walls diet, which is a little bit different than others, and I'm kind of fascinated by it. Doctor, first of all, I think the theory of it is to eat the proper foods rather than to take the proper vitamins.
Absolutely. You know, it can have a marvelous impact on your cells if you give them the building blocks they need to thrive.
And why would the intake of your minerals and all those supplements and vitamins through food be preferable to taking them in pill form?
Well, if you get them in food, you need to get everything in the correct ratios. Mm-hmm. You'll probably also get thousands of other compounds that science has yet to name that our cells have been using for thousands of generations mm-hmm. to conduct the chemistry of life.
Now, what if people say...
For example, if you take zinc by itself, you can inadvertently create a copper deficiency because zinc and copper are both uptaken by the same receptor in our cells.
Okay. All right. But in foods, but foods come with other things too. They come with fat. They come with various maybe toxins or something. I don't know, where one might say vitamins are more of a pure form.
Well, vitamins are often synthetic. Many of them are now made in China with who knows what kind of control standards. We have that concern.
Yeah.
But if you take it from food, you get things in the more complex, complete state. So a B vitamin folate, when we first identified that in the lab, right. there were many closely related compounds that also interact with our cells. And we just chose one that we named as folate. When you take it in food, you get all of those related compounds.
Okay. I was looking at the menu, which is very tasty. Now I'm hungry. And it's the Walls Protocol Cooking for Life, and it is an actual cookbook. It's an eating guide is what it actually is. And I see a lot of recipes for ground lamb, and I was wondering, lamb is one of the fattier meats. Is fat okay in certain aspects?
Absolutely. Fat is critical. Around every cell that we have in our body is a layer of fat. And around the wiring between brain cells in our brain is myelin, which is a fatty insulation. If we don't have enough fat to make those cell membranes and the insulation in our brain, we're at much greater risk for early Alzheimer's. We're at greater risk for cancers, infections, even heart disease. So, that's an absolute requirement.
Okay. But how do you balance that with somebody who has cholesterol concerns?
The problem with cholesterol is, has the cholesterol molecule been damaged? If a damaged molecule of cholesterol becomes very damaging, very prone to clogging the arteries. And so the damage is high sugar, lead, mercury, arsenic, and infection particles. So we talk about that, the need to have a lower sugar intake, the need to help the body process and eliminate lead and mercury, and the importance of flossing your teeth to decrease that risk of infection.
Okay. So we shouldn't be, because everything in all the diet things is lean meats and stay away from fats and go to low fat, but that may not be accurate?
That has shifted. So the thinking now is fat is not the villain, sugar is the villain, and that we want people to protect their cholesterol molecules because we need that cholesterol in our brain.
Ah, and I have heard that you need fat to pronounce the burning process. Without fat, it's not burning the right stuff.
Correct. You know, and actually the heart muscle depends on fat as well.
Ah.
So our understanding of cholesterol and fat continues to evolve. And in fact, the basic scientists are now thinking the clogging of the arteries is actually an autoimmune problem.
Oh. I don't know why they always figure these things out when I get older.
It happens. You know, science, we keep learning and we keep modifying our understanding of things. Yeah. Absolutely.
If only they came up with this before, I could have had a better life, I think. I don't know. Wouldn't have been so paranoid about eating everything, but I get it. So what you're saying is if you eat healthy and you eat smart, that that you're pretty much okay, but what you put into your the food that you eat is more significant than the pills that you put in yourself, and don't put pills.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, it's more significant than the vitamins you take. It's more significant, far more significant than the prescription medication you take, because the food you eat can lead to your ability to repair itself, yeah. to youthen, to stabilize and reverse diseases, even like type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart really? Disease, and autoimmune okay. problems. You know, and that's what we've seen in our clinics.
Okay, but stay away from processed sugars is what you're saying.
Stay away from sugar. Sugar is number one enemy.
Okay, and yet, of course, that's the cocaine of food.
That is the cocaine of food, absolutely.
All right. Now, tell me about the Cooking for Life book. That's recently come out.
Sure. So for years I ran a lifestyle clinic where we use these principles in our veterans to reverse disease. Uh-huh. People didn't know how to cook, so we had cooking classes, and it was extraordinarily successful. I taught them how to implement this without increasing their food budget. And as a result of that success, I knew I needed to teach this to the public. Uh-huh. So we've written this book to teach people once again how to cook. It's fun. It's easy. And we've created templates for smoothies, juices, skillet meals, soups, stews, holiday meals, to help people understand how fun it is, yeah. how easy it is, and how they can do this without exploding their food budget.
Okay. So, you're a doctor, but at the same time, you're saying if you're on medications, stay on them, but try eating through this method and see what happens, and maybe someday you can be taken off of the medications, but don't stop the medications
yeah.
now.
Yeah, don't stop your meds, right. Do the food, and right. what you'll probably experience is better blood pressure, better blood sugar. You know, if you're overweight, you'll lose weight without being hungry. Okay. Pain will go down. Mood and energy goes up. Right. And it's very typical. We're able to reduce medication and often eliminate many meds that people want. And people came on to us on 15, 20-plus medications. Yeah. We really transformed the lives of many, many, many patients in our lifestyle okay. clinic.
Do you believe in this fish oil thing where everything is based now on omegas? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a fish oil can be very helpful.
Okay, but better through foods?
Better through food. We did use targeted supplements, depending on the person's story, right. their issues in their labs.
Yeah.
But the bedrock was food, absolutely.
Okay, very good. How do we get more information?
Please visit me at Terry Walls, T-E-R-R-Y, Walls, W-A-H-L-S.com. We've got links to the books and more information there. And, of course, I want people to support their local brick-and-mortar bookstores.
Yes, absolutely, because without that, there'll be no more of them, and then you can't hold anything in your hands and enjoy a book. It's on sale as of April 4th, which is now, and it's the Walls Protocol Cooking for Life. Thanks for the info. Good talking to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you have fun today, kids? Did you have fun? I am so wrapped up in myself, I have no idea what's going on. I still have allergies, man. Do you have allergies? I get them year-round now. I used to get them just in the summer and in the spring when the pollen would come out and the bagworms. What do they call those little things, those little tent caterpillars? Nasty little things. You can't swat them because they just, it's like a science fiction. If you swat them, they have no like vertebrae. They got no bones, so they just squash. And if you swat them hard enough, they'll just splat like a bad science fiction film, man. Splat little green plasma all over the place. They're disgusting. And then they turn into, I don't know what they turn into. Mormons? I don't know what happens to them. They turn into moths or something. Gypsy moths with little campfires and I don't know what goes on. I don't know much about history, don't know much geography, but I do know that I love you, and I know that one and one is two. What a wonderful world this would be. Those aren't all the words. It's some of them. I'm out of time, and I know you're out of patience. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace. And I think we're all going to need it, by the way. Oh, man. By the way, I said earlier in the show that I hated Donald Trump. Hate is a very negative word for me. For me to hate anything is really bad karma. I should rather say that I totally dislike, with every bone in my body, Donald Trump.